Hey there, Patty Dominguez here with episode 179 of the Positioning to Profit podcast. I'm happy you're here. I'm happy we're hanging out. Today we're talking about email marketing and just giving reason to why it's so important to be focused on growing your email list. I am telling you, back in 2013, when I first started my entrepreneurial career, I wish somebody would have told me, hey, Patty, no matter what, make sure you're building your email list. And even though I heard it throughout, I didn't pay full attention to it. And may I say, boy, do I regret that. So take this as a call to action. And I am backed up in that thinking by Kendra Corman, who is my special guest today. She's a marketing strategist and consultant, and she helps entrepreneurs do better marketing within our Hawaii. So she's helping small businesses, solopreneur grow through marketing. And we talk about the importance of email marketing. And even though it may seem like it's not so modern, and you're probably thinking, what, really, email? Yes, emails, it's so important. So that is our conversation for today. And I really enjoyed it because it had everything to do with the importance of really understanding that if you're going to be in it, you got to be in it for the long haul. These are the slow and steady wins the race types of activities that you have to incorporate into your business so that you keep moving the ball forward. And by doing things like this, by listening to this episode, by hearing the wise words that Kendra is sharing, and that I'm sharing too, because I'm pretty wise, I believe, that is going to help you to position your brand to profit. All right, with that, let's get on with the show. Here we go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. Kendra Corman, welcome to the Positioning to Profit podcast. I'm really happy to be here and I'm really happy to connect with you. We have a lot of things in common.
I'm so glad. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm very excited.
So before we hit the record button, we were just talking back and forth about these things that we're very passionate about, including our husbands who have these like really interesting ways of interrupting our business. We're trying to do it, but honey, I'm doing a business here. Like this is legitimate. It's funny. But we also have a love for email marketing. And I know that's super random to the person that's listening to this, but I am very excited because you are my people as it relates to email marketing and just how important it is. So the topic of the conversation today is 5 ways to grow your email list. But before we go there, I'd love the listeners to hear a little bit about you. What's your zone of genius and how did you get here to where we are today?
So I like to say I have 15 plus years of experience in marketing because it makes me sound younger. And that's what someone told me a long time ago. You can't say 20 plus anymore. So I'm like, okay, 15 plus years of experience. I was the Jeep advertising manager at the end of 2008. I was honored to take a buyout and took a check to quit my job from Chrysler after working in marketing there for several years. And then I went to wholesale insurance and was the marketing director for a wholesale insurance company and really found the drastic drop in the quality of marketing and policies and practices and things like that from working for, of course, the Jeep brand, and then down to a smaller business to business sized firm. And so I found a passion for business to business service based firms and decided that I wanted to make marketing affordable to more of these organizations. And I just got my MBA from Michigan State University and then decided to strike out on my own. And it took me a little while. I remember listening to one of your podcasts where you're talking about personal branding mistakes to not make. And one of them is don't be all things to all people. So I started off, I was going to be all things to all people and was taking anything and everything that came my way. And then I found my niche. And that was really working with nonprofits and small businesses that focus on services, high touch professional services, and helping those people grow their business through mostly through email marketing and relationship building.
Excellent. Excellent. So you are of the belief that email marketing is not dead. And despite all of this social media noise or artificial intelligence, like everybody's all the buzz about that. And I'd love to get your perspective on, is email marketing dead?
So email marketing is definitely not dead, mostly because we're still talking about it. And I think people have been saying that email marketing has been dead for, what, at least 10 years. And it's not. It's still getting results. If it was dead, would Amazon be using it? No. We respond to emails. You buy things, you interact, you click. You engage with emails from people that are sending you valuable content that you want to engage with. I get a lot of emails every day. I don't want any more, but I have a tendency to sign up for more when people are providing me with value. Email marketing, you own your email marketing list. You don't own your followers on social media. When Facebook and Instagram went down a couple years ago, oh my goodness. Yep. Twitter had a really good day and a lot of other people were like, oh my goodness, now what do I do? And I'm like, you have to build your email list because then you own it and you can contact people and engage with them. You can deliver them valuable content that builds the know and trust factor. I'm sorry, I'm an email geek and very passionate about it. It is not dead.
Yeah. Oh, I totally get it. And as a matter of fact, it's so interesting because even in the advent of, I don't know, like I was talking about artificial intelligence or cryptocurrencies and things like that, just new things that come up in the horizon and people get super diverted by the latest social media channels, et cetera. And the one thing that I think that is very unsexy but necessary is the email list. And I say it all the time and people just, they're like, yeah, yeah. I swear I have been a solopreneur now or entrepreneur now for 10 years. I have a small team. So for 10 years now, and I wish, because I just had a summit about this, the theme of it was, damn, I wish somebody would have told me that. And my biggest one was like, I wish somebody would have sat me down and said, listen, before anything else, before the website, before the logo, before anything else, get your email marketing set up because that is going to become an asset. And I waited so long. Why? Because it's boring, right? It's not very sexy. What do you think about that? I just can't emphasize that enough to people.
No, I'm 100% with you. I agree. I have a friend who's working on starting a business and she started her email marketing before anything else.
Good for
I am
her.
So jealous
yeah.
that I didn't do that. Even as a marketer who loves and knows the results of email marketing, yeah. I didn't start mine early enough. And I think it's a couple reasons. One, it's not sexy because it's email. But two, it's work.
It is.
There's an investment. Yes, you can outsource it. You can get content writers, things like that. There's ways to make it less work for sure. But it's a little bit of work. And I think a lot of us as solopreneurs, when we're starting out and then small business owners, entrepreneurs, as we grow, we're spending so much time working in our business. We don't find the time to work on it. And email marketing is working on your business because it's an investment.
For sure. And then I don't know about you. I have had the hardest time with Facebook and Instagram. I had another Instagram account and it was completely wiped out. I had almost 4,000 fans or followers, whatever, connections. I never got it back. So I had to start a totally new account. And then on Facebook and Instagram, now somehow I'm completely locked, meaning a hacker went in there. They ran a bunch of ads and I don't know what the heck they did, but they ruined my account. It got flagged. I got shut down in the way of I can't post. I can't run ads. I can't grow. That is such a great example of people invest so much of their time and effort, or you, Kendra, I'm sure have seen people, Instagram influencers that have 200,000 people, but they have no email list. And so like you're leaving money on the table when you do that, people. So
yeah, it is you're giving up money. You're giving up relationships. And you're not the only person that I've heard that's gotten locked out, that's gotten hacked. I've got two-factor authentication out the wazoo on my stuff because I'm so nervous. Yeah. That's going to happen to me. And it is, it's nerve-wracking to put all of your eggs in one basket, really no matter where that basket is. And I'm a control freak, so I don't like to give up control of everything. And by using social media as my number one source of contact to prospects and clients and customers, I'm giving up too much control.
Yeah.
And I want to control my destiny.
Absolutely. All right. So this is a beautiful transition to five ways that you are going to share that people can grow their email list. So take it away. What's way number one?
Way number one for service-based businesses is, especially for smaller businesses like ours, is a lead magnet. So that's really what you have to start with, is a lead magnet. Start with something of value that you can give people. For those that have retail stores and things like that, you can do discounts and stuff like that. That can be your freebie or your giveaway. But for most of us, a PDF, an audiobook, swipe files, case studies, things like that are really what's going to drive your email list. And then the way that I like to do it is I like to start with a lead magnet, and I recommend people start with a checklist or a how-to guide, something really simple if you've not done it before. And then we go out and we start marketing it. My favorite place to market a lead magnet is the 404 error page on your website.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. That's really smart.
How many times do you change something or update something and don't realize that page no longer exists, and then you have some random link out there that goes there? That is a great piece of real estate, or someone will type something in wrong, right? That is a great piece of real estate to get people into your funnel and get them talking and growing your list. So that the 404 error page is probably one of my most favorite places to put lead magnets.
That's such a great tip.
Another place to grow your email list is your about sections. We forget about those. When's the last time you updated your job description or your about section on Facebook, on your personal page? We interact and discuss things in groups, and we're interacting as ourselves, which for a lot of us is our business, but for some of us, it's not. But any way you look at it, people are going to do research on you to see, okay, how much should I value what she's telling me? And when they do, they go to your about section. If there's nothing there, there's no way to engage with you further. You just lost an opportunity. So LinkedIn's about section, if you have creator mode on LinkedIn, having that nice little new link that they have the ability for you to put up with your Facebook about section, all of those things are fantastic ways to grow your email list. So again, with your lead magnet, adding some sort of value, never asking people to join your email list. I love your 404 error page and then your social media about sections. Number three is your email signature. You're contacting people. You're dealing with people and vendors. You might even have an out of office every once in a while. Let people know how to sign up for your email list. Let them engage with you. Let them sign up for whatever freebie you have out there that they can take advantage of. Number four is to use it at speaking events, being a guest on podcasts, things like that. Whenever you're speaking, you want to be marketing the value you provide to people with an easy to use URL. So all of mine are kendracorman.com/something. Mm-hmm. And it allows people to engage with me and to join my list.
So can I make a comment? Because I think that's extremely important. I see people take a little bit of a shortcut with this, where say that they have a ConvertKit account, which is an email marketing tool. So they'll set up their ConvertKit, they'll set up the landing page, and the landing page, they'll have the link that they'll put in their Instagram. And then somebody will say, if they're on a podcast, you can go to ck.acme.x43/- I'm like, nobody's going to remember that. So what you can do is go to Namecheap, do some kind of a generalized URL, work with Kendra.com, and then take that weird URL and point it. Mm-hmm. Work with Kendra.com would go to that link. So have that forwarding. Do that. Make it easy for people, because they're not going to remember if you have this choppy hieroglyphic-y type of domain. It's not going to happen. So that's an easy fix that a lot of times people are like, I don't know how to do that. So then just have a work with and then your name.com. That's so easy to do.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that. I love, again, you don't even need to have a website to do that.
Yes.
And guess what? You can Google how to do it on YouTube and they'll walk you through it. So you're all good, right? But I think that is definitely undervalued. Was just what you were saying. But being a guest, speaking events, those types of activities can really help grow your email list, because they start to build that know and trust factor with you and want to hear more from you, which is a great thing to do. And then finally, I love doing things that build relationships. So talking to people through direct messages on social media is a great way to grow your list. Now, you do not cold DM somebody and say, hey, I've got this great freebie for you. You've never talked before. Don't be creepy. Be nice. Build a relationship. If you were at a networking event for your local chamber or something like that, what kind of conversation would you have? Think about what you would be talking about with them. That is a fantastic way to grow your email list, because you're starting to build a relationship and rapport, and email marketing is just a continuation of that. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
I love it too. And here's where it's really gone wrong on platforms like on Facebook or LinkedIn, especially LinkedIn. That's like these those bots and things like that. I'm like, no, you're not. It doesn't. So doing those types of things is skipping over the fundamental reality that even if you're on social, you're still wanting to build rapport, which is what you, Kendra, are talking about. Mm-hmm. Don't be creepy. I use the cocktail party analogy as well. It'd be no different than you're going up to someone at a cocktail party that you've never met before and be like, hey, come on, let's date. You're like, wait a minute. I don't even know your name yet. So mm-hmm. What makes people believe that they can skip through all of the fundamental getting to know you steps that are required? So that's a really important thing, which is why email is so great for starting to share more about you and who you are and all the things.
Yeah. And I think that when it comes to that, again, think of every interaction on social media to how you would handle it in person.
Exactly.
So if you do a post and someone replies, like, you need to reply to that reply or that post on what they're talking about. The reason why is because that'd be like leaving someone standing with their hand out to you, turn around and walk away. You can't do that. So when you think about interactions on social media, think about them and envision them as in-person conversations.
Yeah.
If you do that, you'll be more authentic. People are more likely to trust you. They'll get to know you better.
Yeah.
And you'll feel better about it. One of the biggest complaints I get from people is they're like, I don't like to sell. I don't sell. I don't ever consider myself ever selling. I add value. I add value to people for their business. I give them information. I give as much of value as I can away for free to help people so that they make a difference. And then if they want to work with me later, that's great. If they don't, I hope what I gave them makes a difference. And if you come at it from that standpoint, you're never selling.
Yeah, it's very true.
And then the fifth way to grow your email list, the final way, is social media ads. So ads cost money. So I usually prefer to leverage all the free stuff first, but ads make a difference. So if you're under the gun and you want to grow your audience, social media ads, especially Facebook ads, a lot of times are a great way to do it. I love Facebook ads, and I've sold some of my digital courses off of Facebook ads, and I just started them last year. So it can really ramp up and energize your list building if that's something that you're concerned about.
Love it. So here's a really important thing or a question that I get, and I'd love to get your take on it. When it comes to building your email list, what are some of the metrics that people should be looking out for that they should keep in mind to know that their email list is healthy? So I think the first question is, how often should you email? I know that's a question that comes up quite a bit. What's your perspective on that?
So I used to be a no more than once a month kind of person. I really felt for professional services that was more than enough.
Yeah.
I started doing weekly emails last year, and I have seen an increase in the engagement in my email list overall. So I think it really depends on, one, what you're trying to achieve, and two, how much content you have. So if you're writing one blog post a month, then no, you shouldn't be emailing more than once a month. If you're creating a weekly podcast or something along those lines, people want to hear what you have to share. They want to stay in touch with you. They want to know, oh, this episode, no, that one doesn't apply to me, delete. Oh, this is really interesting. I want to listen to this episode with Patty. And they'll engage with it. So that, I think it really depends. I have a client that I've worked with for years. If they email their list more than once every 4 weeks, their unsubscribes go through the roof. So we don't email more than once every 4 weeks because people were just unsubscribing. They deal with a lot of attorneys, accountants, things like that. And they weren't interested in a lot of the content that they had. They were only interested in certain things. But I know businesses that every time they send an email, they get sales.
Yes.
They're making money.
Yeah.
But again, who is your audience? What is their appetite for that? And then how much content do you have to support it? I think those are really the questions you need to ask yourself. And I would say, whatever you pick, do it consistently. So yeah. If it's weekly, every other week, once a month, I wouldn't go less than once a month because that's the email list I used to have that I learned not to do. And that's the sometimes every once in a while email. And people forget about you with that.
Yeah, they sure
you don't want to bother people. You're not bothering them. They're signing up because you have information that they don't have. And we just take so much of our information for granted.
I agree. Couldn't agree more. So in terms of the health of the email marketing list, so tell me some of the metrics that you recommend that we look at.
You don't want to look at open rates anymore. Apple is pre-opening all your emails. So I encourage people to track their own metrics. Really what you're looking for is everything trending up, right? You want your list size trending up. You want your list growth numbers week over week or month over month going up in the right direction. You want your clicks, total clicks, not or unique clicks, whichever one you want to track. You want that going up. You don't want to be looking at click rate or open rate or anything like that anymore. And you want to look at your bounce rate and your unsubscribes. So your bounce rate, you want to remove them all the time. Unsubscribes, if they start going through the roof and there's not a explainable change, like I know a lot of people that have had increases in their unsubscribes because they've started to narrow their audience or change direction a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes those unsubscribes are good. But if people aren't clicking or engaging or replying to your content, you want to ask them if they still want to get the emails. There's a lot of people that are voyeuristic. Just because they're not engaging doesn't mean that they're not reading. And that's okay. But you want to ask them. So every 3 to 6 months, I encourage people to do a list cleanse, which means if somebody hasn't engaged with your emails in the last 3 months, if you're weekly or if you're monthly, at least 6 months, then if they haven't even opened or clicked, because again, Apple's pre-opening. So if they haven't opened or clicked, they might not be interested in your emails anymore. Yeah. And you want to get them off of your list so that your deliverability and that your reputation with Outlook and Yahoo and Gmail goes up, because they're judging whether or not your emails are being interacted with.
So that's where it's really important. And I know that for some people, they have this fear of, no, those people will leave my list. That's a good thing. In essence, what you're talking about is tidying up your list, right? Just cleaning up those people that are probably never going to buy from you if they're not engaging. And so why are you paying for those names? Because in most of those programs, you have to pay for the amount of subscribers and you have all this dead weight, so to speak. It's just such a good idea, which is what you're talking about, Kendra, about just keeping your list tidy. It's very smart.
And again, with email marketing, quality is way more important than quantity.
Yes.
I know a lot of people want to say, oh, I've got 5,000, 10,000 subscribers. Now, I want 5,000 people that buy from me. I don't care how many subscribers. Exactly. I want people that want to read my emails, that want to reply, that want to click, that are hungry for the information I can provide them. If you don't want my information, I don't want you on my list. And that's okay.
Exactly. Very important. Okay. So we are transitioning over to the fast five questions. And basically, it's just five questions that I'm going to ask you, answer organically, however you'd like. Are you ready?
Okay.
Number one, what would make this year a great year for you?
Oh, so a great year for me is I want to hire my content writer full time. That's my big thing.
Wow, that would be amazing. Number two, what do you consider your greatest achievement so far?
My greatest achievement has been that I have worked with some nonprofits and more than doubled their fundraising year over year, even throughout the pandemic, which was very exciting. And I love having an impact that makes a difference. And so helping those organizations grow was just huge.
That's fantastic. Congrats on that. Very impressive. Number three, person, place, or thing. What is one thing that deeply inspires you?
Something that deeply inspires me. I'd have to say my husband. He is like the Energizer Bunny, and he has like an unending well of energy. And he has this way of questioning things that I just don't do. And it inspires me to continuously ask more questions and learn more things.
Love that. Number four, what is one thing that you wish somebody would have told you when you first started your business?
That's a really good question because there's a long list of things that I wish people would have told me.
I know.
Carving out time to work on your business all consistently is probably the number one thing that you should do. I wasn't told that. I was really like, people were like, oh yeah, you got to get as many clients as you can and fill up your schedule. And no. That's not what you need to do. Do not judge your success by your busy schedule or how little time you have to work on your business.
Yep.
And make sure you carve out that time. You need to treat your business like it is a client.
Yeah. Agreed. And the last question, after all is said and done, what do you want your legacy to be?
Oh, that's a really good question. I would have to say that I want to be known for making a difference for entrepreneurs, service-based business people, and helping them grow so that they don't go back to their 9-to-5 and that they're able to achieve their goals of what they went into business for to begin with.
I love that. So true. It just, after being on the other side, I heard this guy had a who has a podcast, and he said, I can never go back to a corporate job because I know too much. And it's not that he knows too much, it's that he knows what it's like to be on the other side and just how awesome it is. Now, it doesn't come without the trials and tribulations and all the things. It's very much a ride, right? It's the best roller coaster ride ever, but it's so true. I feel that deeply as well. It's, you can do this, people. You can. It is possible. And so with the proper guidance of coaches like Kendra Corman and things that she's talking about, it's just really important. So totally possible.
And I definitely think another a thing that you're building off what you're talking about.
Yeah.
If you don't feel like you want to quit at some point, then you're not doing it right. At some point you need to figure like, okay, wouldn't another job be easier than this?
Yes. But,
you know, challenge yourself, drive through it, keep pushing. You have what it takes to change the world.
I love that. Perfect way to wrap this up with a bow. So Kendra, tell people how they can connect with you, find out more about email marketing and all the things that you offer.
So if you're looking to connect with me, you can go to kendracorman.com. We'll go /1000. It's a guide on how to grow your email subscribers list and get your first 1,000 subscribers. And it'll give you lots of insights on how to do that. You can also connect with me from there. Lots of ways. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn. All the links will be there. I hope to hear from some of you soon if you have questions.
Awesome, Kendra. Thank you so much for being on the show, sharing your expertise, wishing you continued success. Really, this was awesome. And I'm sure it'll get people's wheels spinning around. Okay, it is true. Email marketing is important. So yes, Kendra can help you. And her links and how to get in touch with her will be over in the show notes in the Positioning to Profit podcast page. And thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Hey there, thanks for checking out the show, Positioning to Profit. It means a world to me that you've stayed here till the end. And if you love the show as much as we love putting it together for you, will you please do me a favor and leave a rating and review over on iTunes? It would really help the show and to get the message out. And when you do, do me a favor, send me a message over on socials, either Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, any of those. Let me know that you left a review. Not only will I give you a shout out, but I'll be in touch with you to send you a little something something as a thank you for what you've done. All right. Also, like I mentioned, I'm on the socials, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Please do make sure to connect. I love connecting with new people, and it just, again, really helps to get the word out. So thank you so much again for checking out the episode. And if you're looking for some goodies, head on over to my website. You can just go to positioningexpert.com and it'll take you right to my website. Lots of good stuff there. All right. See you next time.